Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd, and I've helped thousands of chiropractors replicate their success and their associates in the Win-Win Associate System. Now you can get the help that you need, the freedom that you desire, and the extra income you deserve with great chiropractic associates who are a treat to work with. If you want some great practice ideas, listen to this episode. And if you want to move even faster, go to knowlsbook.com. Hey, Greg, tell them who you are and where you practice.
All right. Hey, I'm Greg Gersten. I practice at Align Wellness Center in Northbrook, Illinois. That's just north of the city, about 20 miles. And I've been in practice here for about 16 years and loving it and helping people and changing people's lives.
Now, there's been some exciting things that have been happening in your practice over the last 3 months. We just talked about that. Tell the people who are watching our video what's been happening.
Yeah, over the last 3 months, it's really been awesome. We wound up seeing our new patients entering into the practice kind of take a big jump. We've gone from averaging somewhere around 20 to jumping up over 40 new patients per month. It's really been great.
Super. Well, you know, I know that few things changes the mood and the attitude inside the practice, like lots and lots of new patients. And one of the reasons that that's happened for you is the reason we're on this video chat today. So tell the people what the major contributor to your new patients has been.
Well, we've been using the New Patient Academy, and that's really helped me to develop a team member, my COA, my community outreach manager, who winds up taking care of helping us go out into the community and introducing our practice and chiropractic and what we do to so many people. And what they help us with is connecting with them, telling them a little bit about who we are, and helping to schedule them for appointments in our office so that I can keep working in the office and caring for patients, and they can continue to help our voice continue out in the community and let more people know about what we do so that we can help more people.
Wow, that's a very, very good description. So let's just go back before the New Patient Academy. Usually people make changes when they don't like what they have. What did you have that you didn't like that made you want to seek out New Patient Academy?
Well, one of the things that was a challenge was just connecting with people and finding patients and people who were wanting to come to our practice and wanting to get the help and work that we do. For me, we would wind up going on this roller coaster where I'd have tons of time to wind up going out and do marketing and whatever it was. And then I'd have a ton of people and patients coming into the office, but I need to care for them. So then our practice would not be out in the community getting as many new patients. And I'd see our numbers kind of dip, not just in the new people that were coming in, but in the ones that we were caring for on a weekly basis and how we were producing and collecting in terms of overall care.
So you mentioned the word roller coaster, and I've seen this happen so many times. If you have the time and you have the need, you're marketing. And as soon as you get busy, you're not marketing. And so the practice goes up and down and up and down, and it gets a little tedious and difficult. So that was the thing that made you seek out the New Patient Academy. What did you find when you got in touch with the New Patient Academy and you saw what the program was all about?
Well, what I found was a real system, a method, a process that I could wind up dropping into what we do that could empower, teach, and help me with finding a person who wants to do this, who wants to go out all of the time and help people change their lives, help through chiropractic, and wants to wind up being a contributing factor towards a bigger mission of helping change the lives of every member of our community. So it really gave me the structure of how to attract that person, and then also how to train that person, and then also how to manage that person and continue to allow them to grow and help more people.
I love the way that you mentioned that. Some people, many doctors, are surprised that a layman, somebody even without chiropractic training, if they are properly trained, can go out and produce new patients. Were you surprised to find that out?
Yeah, I think I was. And it was hard for me to give it up, right? I mean, nobody can do it as good as I can, right?
Right.
Nobody knows chiropractic the way we do it as good as I do or can tell anyone. But what the system really has helped me to do is to learn to teach it to our team and learn to trust our team that once they're taught, that they're going to share the information and messages with the right heart and the right mind and with the right mission.
So you mentioned that what you found with the New Patient Academy was a system. Can you think of maybe one or two of the different aspects of the system that we taught you that helped you make this COA position work in your office?
Yeah, I mean, it starts from the foundation in the beginning, having the guidance to find the right person, because there are some people who are going to be right and there are some people who are not going to be right. And being okay with that and being okay to continue to search and dig and find and trust and turn throughout your community to find that person is really just the start, and it really, the information that you have really helps with it. And then having a model that provides for the success of that position, because there's a lot of ways that it can be done poorly so that it doesn't wind up supporting the community, but it also doesn't wind up supporting the practice. So it's got to work for both.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that this person is out producing new patients. And then you mentioned about, you know, kind of feeling, well, like nobody can do it like I can do it. But is there an advantage to you to be able to stay in the office and take care of patients and have somebody else out in the community doing the marketing?
110%. I mean, when I was hitting that roller coaster, it was me having to be in the practice to care for patients that took me out of the community. Now, with our community outreach assistant, we wind up having that person who's solely focused on being involved and active in the community, local businesses, community events, at everything that's out there to just represent us and our practice. I also find that having someone who's not the doctor helps in being able to talk at a person level. So they can wind up talking to someone as a person rather than as a doctor,
right,
and sharing with them that opportunity.
So I think that you've done a very, very good job of explaining. Can you think of maybe a way that you are supported by the New Patient Academy? Because every program needs at some point in time support or help. How has the New Patient Academy supported you?
Well, I mean, you guys are always an email and a phone call away. You always pick up whenever we have a question about something or whenever there winds up being turnover in the position, because it does happen.
Right.
Just giving me the right steps to wind up taking or when I get notified about changes. You also have great resources. We get email contact back from you on and reports on how our COA is doing. You guys also give the top three COA reports for throughout the United States. And it's really exciting when you see your team member up on that report multiple times in a month. You know you're doing something right.
Yeah. So somebody's thinking about having a COA, community outreach assistant. They might call it a PRCA or a marketing CA, in doing that with the New Patient Academy. What advice would you give them?
I mean, I think it's kind of a no-brainer. I think you just need to do it. For me, it's allowed for me to not only increase our practice and how we're serving people, but it's also provided me with more freedom to be able to enjoy my family. Recently, there were two big community events that we participated in, and I've got a 6 and a 3-year-old, and they had carnival rides and fairs and all that kind of stuff, and I got to actually go and just be a participant at those. And my staff was actually shooing me away from the table and booth because they know that they do a great job and they're independent and they could do this without me being there and that I sometimes get in the way.
Well, that's so much fun to be able to go to an event that you would have worked and you would have been early and you would have had to stay late and been on your feet the entire time. But you come there and you see your team doing a good job, booking new patient appointments. I think it's the most logical hire in all of chiropractic is an external marketing person. Well, I commend your success. I thank you for the interview and I'll get a chance to see you later.
You got it. Thank you for everything that you do.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Successful Chiro. If you like the way I think and want to see what's possible for you, get in touch at knowlesbook.com.